believe this.
Oh my god.
No.
Yeah?
He's coming. Hi. Surprise. Don't you remember us? Goldberg High. We were all in Miss Willow's psych class.
It's fine. Maybe we shouldn't do this. He doesn't even remember us.
Shut up. I'm talking.
Yeah, don't you remember? You used to borrow my notes all the time.
Yeah. You,
Oh, fuck this. Just do it.
Fine. Stay on the ground, you piece of shit. And this will go much easier.
Foxy, do it. Jab it into him.
No, no, we can't do this. We can't do this. This was a bad idea. This.
Fucking do it. All of us are fucked.
Fuck, 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 fuck. Okay, okay, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to this piece of shit.
He doesn't deserve it.
I just...
Foxy, he really hurt you. He hurt all of us. I know it's scary, but we talked about this for months. This is the only way we can find peace, remember?
But revenge
is a luxury we can afford. Do you remember what happened when we tried to tell the teachers about how he was hurting us? Do you remember hearing, boys will be boys?
Yeah, that was always what they'd say.
And that's why we're here. He's no longer a boy, and we're no longer girls. We're safe together. No one is going to believe him.
Okay, but you really were telling the truth when you said we weren't going to kill him, right?
That's too good for her.
That's dramatic. No, he doesn't deserve to die. But he deserves to spend the rest of his life hurting like we.
Okay. You're right. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hey. We got you. And remember, this is the worst part. The rest is gonna be fun as hell.
So goddamn fun.
You're right. You're right. You're right. Alright, let's get him in the car. He's just been drugged. I don't want to give him a heart attack or something.
That's not how that works, honey.
Oh my god, just... Hey! Wake up! There, see? Wasn't that easy? He's wide awake now.
He sure is. How are you feeling? Good. Then that means the drug is still working as intended. It's going to make it very difficult to move for a few more good hours. I thought it was poetic. Well, for the time you held me down and made me swallow your spit. Does that help jog your memory? Huh? I made sure not to brush my teeth today. But still, even that's too good for you.
That's so petty.
Are you still not with the fucking program, Foxy?
I don't know. I'm still not sure this is the way to fix what we went through.
Foxy, come on.
Dude, don't.
Just let me work, okay?
Fine, fine. Go ahead.
Okay, look. Do you remember how cruel he was to you? How awful? How he made going to school a living hell for you?
I do, but...
He almost made you stay back a year because you missed so much class trying to avoid him.
Well, I was already an anxious person. And still am.
Yes, but do you think being pantsed in front of all the boys in gym class helped that anxiety?
I...
Do you think that him stealing your panties from your locker on the day you needed them because you got your period had any effect?
It sure as hell did. And that's how we met, Foxy. I found you sobbing in the bathroom.
And that's how we all met, Foxy. That's how we survived high school. We looked out for each other because we had to. I'm happy to have you both in my life, but I'd rather what we went through had never happened. I'd rather us all be happy and have never met. But that's not the reality, is it, Foxy?
No, it's not.
Look, dude. Think of how many nights we've lost having night terrors, remembering the shit he did to us. Think of how much we've all spent on therapy bills because of him. How much has that helped us?
It helped some.
Yes, some. And yet here we are, standing in front of this evil boy turned shitty man. If any of those sessions with your therapist or those group counseling sessions worked, we wouldn't be here, right? What was it that Dr. Cyrus always said?
Do not accept the life you don't deserve.
You're right. I'm sorry. You're right.
Here. How about Sleepy and I get started on him? And you can watch. When you feel up to it, you can hurt him too. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. I love you guys.
I love you too, dude.
Come on. Quick hug.
We are having a fucking moment, you piece of shit!
He's crying!
Yeah. Just after a few slaps. What a baby.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that? Is it making you feel better? Here, let's see what else is funny. Yeah. Hard to call us a bunch of crazy bitches when you're gasping for air, huh?
I'm surprised he hasn't realized how fucking stupid it is to mock your captors while being partially paralyzed. But you never were smart, were you? That's part of why you were such a piece of shit, huh? Oh, yeah. I tried to offer you sympathy. I looked into your background. Your life wasn't so bad, was it? You just got off on making little girls cry. Your whimpers are so pathetic. Is pulling your hair really that painful? Or do you?
Oh, Jesus. He fucking likes it, doesn't he?
Yep. There it is. He's getting a fucking semi from this.
I thought his whole thing was hurting others, though.
We're not really here to psychoanalyze him. We're here to hurt you.
I saw it move.
You've got to be fucking kidding me. After all this time, are you seriously a masochist?
Fuck me, dude. This is so stupid.
It looks like it. He is really hard now.
Well, what the fuck are we supposed to do now? He's gonna come himself if we hurt him anymore.
I honestly did not plan for this.
He's saying mean stuff again.
Listen, you fu-
No. I want to do it.
Watch out for that thing, Foxy.
I don't care. He's not gonna ruin this for us. Alright. You piece of shit. I'm so fucking angry at you. You caused me so much pain, and I don't even get the luxury of enjoying giving it back to you because you're such a disgusting pervert. You've made my life a living hell. All of our lives. And I'm not going to let you get away with that. I'm gonna make sure you fucking pay for it. Even if it means that I have to fucking kill you.
Whoa, dude. He's turning purple. Lighten up a little.
Hey, Foxy. Slow down.
I am going to watch the fucking life escape from your eyes and swallow it whole.
That's enough, Foxy.
Jesus Christ, Foxy. What's gotten into you?
I don't know what came over me. Jesus Christ. It felt so good. I...
Yeah. A little better than I think you realize. Look at his lap.
Jesus, dude.
Oh my god, is that me?
Unless he came or pissed himself. Yeah, that looks like all you.
It felt so good to hurt him. I don't think I realized just how much I was enjoying it.
Well, this is a little awkward.
A little, yeah.
I want to hurt him in a different way.
I'm listening.
Do you think he's a virgin?
With how hard he's getting? Maybe.
Well, we can ask. He is right here, after all. Hey, you. Perv. You a virgin? Here. Let me get it out of you with my hand, then. Yeah? Do you like gagging on my fingers? Not quite the same as getting slapped, huh? Are you gonna answer me? Or am I gonna have to make you really dry heave here? There's a smart little virgin. First smart thing you've done all night.
You're not thinking.
Yes. I want to rape him and hurt him.
Foxy, you can't be fucking serious. He'd just get off on it.
Not necessarily.
What?
Well, just because he's hard doesn't mean he's actually enjoying it. It's a common response in male victims. At least I've read that they'll sometimes be rushed with endorphins or something and still get hard even when they mentally don't want it. So while he might be a masochist, I don't think he wants to get raped.
Well, how are we supposed to know?
Dude, he's crying.
He's trying to hold back his whimpers again.
Look, I did not come here to fuck my ex-bully. I came here to hurt him.
Same.
Well, then you two can watch and laugh as I hurt him. Fair.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes. I want him to remember me forever. I want him to think of my face whenever he finally meets some woman who will let his pathetic cock fill her up. I want him to associate his first time inside a woman with me. Forever.
Jesus, dude.
If you're sure.
Did you hear that, you pathetic little bitch? I get you all to myself tonight. Aw, look at that nasty mess I made all over your bulge. Let's fix that, shall we? I bet you're wishing I would comment on your cock, huh? How big it is, how small. That it's nice or maybe ugly. But no, I'm not going to, because your cock means nothing to me.
Damn, I don't like this new version of her.
I'm low-key terrified of her right now.
Your body, however, that does. I'm going to rape you now. I'm going to steal your pathetic little virginity and take it with me. It will be all mine. You can never get it back. It'll be a brand I leave on you, and it will sting when you think of this moment. This isn't some stupid fantasy you jerk off to on Pornhub or something.
This is just rape. This is a violation. This is me taking something from you because I want it. Do you understand? I said, do you understand?
Damn.
All those fucking years you took from me. You owe me, and I am here to collect your fucking debt. Jesus, you're spreading pre-cum while whimpering and crying. You really are just a man, huh? About to be violently raped and your body is giving you no choice but to take it. Because, let's be honest, your biology is betraying you. It's telling you, sex with a woman, ooh, yay, despite everything you've endured thus far.
Damn.
Shut the fuck up, Sleepy.
Sorry. Just, damn, you're something else right now.
Just let her get it over with.
Thank you. As I was saying, your body is mine to do what I please. Because your body wants what I have. It can smell my pheromones. It knows how aroused I am right now. And how in a few moments, I'm gonna force you to breed with me. And all your body will do is try to pump your seed out as fast as it can. Because it only cares about reproduction. It's great, really. So now, there we go. Huh. You got even harder. You see? Your cock is doing exactly what it was made for. Staying hard while being stuffed into a mate. But your mind, that's the thing I really want to see explode. I wonder how you're going to get over this. Will you try to tough it out and just pretend like it didn't happen? Are you going to try to call the police? I hope you do. I hope I get brought in. So I can submit to a rape kit and show them how bruised my cervix is from you. And don't take that as a compliment to your size. The more aroused a woman is, the more her vaginal canal elongates. So the fact you're slamming into it means I'm not even really aroused by you. Yeah, I'm wet. But that's because of my thoughts. My ideas. The thing getting me off right now is watching you fucking cry as I treat you like some disposable fucking dildo. Aww. Look at you. You're crying. And yet your cock is twitching. I think you're gonna come.
Alright. You should probably stop then.
No. He's going to come.
Seriously? Gross, dude.
I want it. I want his first orgasm with a woman. His virginity isn't enough. I want him to remember how good it felt to get raped by me, how fucking hard he came, and how his hand will never come anywhere close to how my pussy feels.
All right, hun. Do what you need to do.
Thank you. It shouldn't be long. That's it. Come on, book your hips like that while you cry. God, I want to see your tears. Fuck. You're so close. Come on, do it. Fucking come. Now. You thought I was gonna let you come and not make it hurt a little? You stupid fucking bitch.
Fuck.
You're so fucked up. Holy shit. Oh,
God. I don't know what came over me.
Honestly, respect. He looks completely shattered.
Yeah, I think this was better than anything we had planned.
Well,
I couldn't have done it without you guys. Ugh.
God, what a mess. Can you hand me a towel or something?
Yeah, here.
God, I feel so much lighter.
Seems like it. Did you come too, or...?
No. You know I can't come from penetration.
I don't know. Maybe raping your bully was the thing to get you over the edge.
Hardly. But I will definitely be using this to come later.
Mood.
All right. So now what do we do with him?
I'll take care of it.
Really?
Yes.
What are you going to do to him?
Whatever I want.
Okay, seriously? I love this growth.
I do too, but where are you going to store him? Your basement?
Why not?
I don't know, it just seems a little trite.
Yeah, it's a bit tacky.
Well, what do you want me to keep him in, my crawl space?
That has potential.
Look, I don't want to have to clean up after him if he soils himself in that crawl space. The basement is a classic kidnapping location for a reason.
I mean, fair.
I guess you can't go wrong with the classic.
All right, it's settled. Oh, don't complain. If I wanted to kill you, I would have.
Yeah, you did. Oh.
But I didn't. And that's where we're at.
Fair enough.
Well, I'm starving. Can we order something to eat?
Thai!
Wait, shouldn't we be a little more careful?
Damn. You're right. Wait. I'll just tell them to leave the food at the front door.
Smart!
Should we feed my new pet?
Pet? Are you gonna name him too?
No. Only people deserve names.
True.
Hey, crybaby! Do you like spicy food or want mild? Extra hot then.
That's fucked!
Damn.
It'll be funny.
Oh, he's screaming again. Do we have any more of the drug?
I got it. Just stop breathing, little pet. I don't need you to be awake right now. Just give in and let that little mind of yours go blank. You don't need to be conscious anymore. Just go to sleep. Ease into the darkness.
Oh, what a There's fucking a good idiot.
You're such an idiot.
Oh, he's so pathetic.
Oh, all the things we did to him.
Hi there, this is Sleepy Eepy Girl, Violet Bronwyn, and Mommy Foxy. And thank you so much for listening to the script fill. This aftercare is included to remind you that there is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a fantasy situation like this.
Consent is important in every sexual dynamic, and that's what makes these stories and fantasies so fun. As the actors, we are consenting to making this content. And as the listener, you are consenting as soon as you press play.
Kinks are complicated, and at the end of the day, we'll never figure out exactly why we like something. But all that matters is if it makes us feel good, and as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, it should be celebrated.
Thank you again so much for trusting us, and the writer, with helping you fulfill this fantasy. Be sure to take care of yourself, grab some water, maybe a cozy blanket or a snack, and let yourself relax a bit if you need it. Otherwise, thanks so much for listening, and we hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye!
Bye.